Highbridge Audio presents Mommies Who Drink. Sex, Drugs, and Other Distant Memories of an Ordinary Mom. Written and read by Brett Pazel. For my guys, Pat, Spence, and Murph. Just once in my life, oh, when have I ever wanted anything just once in my life? Amy Hempel, memoir. Friday. What we'll do is rent a limo. We'll do the cocaine at my house, then take the limo to a couple of clubs, says Lana. Great, I say, even though it's not great. I can't imagine doing cocaine since giving it up 12 years ago, but I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be thought a 44-year-old mom who's too tired to have a wild night out and too chicken to engage in a little illegal hijinks, which is, at this point, exactly what I am. And what Lana is, though she's less likely than me to say it. Lana takes a sip from her tall vodka tonic and looks out at the clientele gathering at the bar. It's Friday cocktail hour at Bird's, a local pub peopled by trendy Hollywood types, thin girls with enhanced white smiles, and boys who look like they just woke up from a two-day nap. Some older rocker dudes who probably belonged to the same hair band 20 years ago. Lana, Michelle, Catherine, and I have been meeting here almost every Friday for the last 4 years, but today it's just Lana and me. Michelle isn't here because she's getting her daughter Faith's astrological chart done. I know nothing of charts, but I am curious about how you do an accurate reading for an adopted Chinese kid who was abandoned on a dirt road. Michelle says you work backward, eliminating traits until you find a likely rising sign. She's pretty sure Faith was born in December. Catherine's at the dentist.